Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Hello, what a beautiful sunny Sunday here on the island of New Providence, Nassau, Bahamas, here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is your favorite and most dynamic weekend program, Remark, and I am your host, Garth Roseborough. Today I'll be joined with some very prominent guests. I have with me today Dr. Marvin Smith. He'll introduce himself shortly. And then, of course, I have a very, very other dear friend. I mean, I've known both of you for years, Miss Martha Hannah Smith. She was an educator in South Andrews when I was there as a pastor, so she knows whether I was a good pastor or a bad pastor, but her family was very dear to me. And, you know, I think I'll just take the time to do this show in his honor, her husband's honor, and I would let her give some remarks how great a man he was to this country at the beginning of this show. But just bear with me 1 minute as I just do my homework here. You all have heard of a hurricane that's possibly on its way, and so I have an alert here for you for immediate release. The Tropical Storm Watch issued for Central Bahamas. This is the update on Hurricane Oscar. The update on Hurricane Oscar for the 20th day of October 2024, the Bahamas Department of Meteorology issued an alert number 9 at noon as Hurricane Oscar continues to impact the Bahamas. A hurricane warning remains in effect for the islands of the Southeast Bahamas, including Mayaguana, Crooked Island, Acklands, Long Key, Ragged Island, and Inagua. A hurricane warning means hurricane conditions could be experienced on these islands within 36 hours or are currently being experienced. A tropical storm watch is now in effect for the central Bahamas, including Exuma, Long Island, San Salvador, Rum Key, and Cat Island. A tropical storm watch means tropical storm conditions could be experienced within 48 hours in the impacted areas. Residents in the central Bahamas should begin preparing as it is expected that they will experience tropical storm conditions on Tuesday. Oscar is currently moving toward the west-southwest at a speed near 7 miles per hour. Through tonight, it is expected to continue a west-southwestward motion at a slower forward speed is expected, followed by a turn toward the northwest and north on Monday and Tuesday. Since Oscar made landfall in Inagua earlier this morning, the DRM authority has been in constant contact with the island administrator and his team. At our last briefing, it was revealed that the shelter at St. Philip's Church has 21 occupants. BPL, that's Bahamas Power and Light, has reported that the power station was shut down at 4:08 a.m. as the weather deteriorated, bringing heavy rain and strong winds. Their teams are waiting for the opportunity to assess the station and report their findings. Additional updates related to power restoration will follow. Residents in Inagua are also experiencing a disruption in their water supply, and teams from the Water and Sewage Corporation are working to bring the reverse osmosis plants back online and restore services. Currently, there are no reports of injuries on the island or significant damage to infrastructure in Inagua. The DRM authority plans to begin assessment as soon as the all clear is given, possibly as early as tomorrow. Please be advised. Once again, I just want to just do a little bit more homework, as you've been forewarned about hurricane conditions here in our beautiful country. I want to tell you a little about our Saturday lineup. It's getting a whole lot more interesting. There's a new Saturday lineup here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, beginning on the Saturday on Guardian Radio. The eye-opener at 9 a.m. will be joined by a whole new crop of shows. They're credited from the 10th year seniors at 11 a.m., the happy hour with DeAndre Cartwright at 12 p.m., the return to Tell It to Stanya. This is a new show that's coming here now, so, you know, go ahead and tune in to Stanya. She's not unfamiliar to you. She is now returning to Guardian Radio, and, you know, she always has a wonderful program in store for you. Another new show that they're having was Our Blue Bahamas from Brief, B-R-E-E-F, at 2 p.m., and all new editions of University Drive now at 2:30 p.m. So just keep in tune here with Guardian Radio 96.9 FM here in the Bahamas. And today I have a wonderful program lineup here for you. Shelley V is on her way, I do hope. But as we get started here today, I want to give a special birthday shout-out to Queen Anne. That is the daughter of our beloved Member of Parliament for Bamboo Town, Tennyson Wells. Her whole entire family wants to ensure that she is loved, and they wanted me to give her a big shout-out to wish her a very happy birthday. Then I want to give another shout-out to Reginald Miller. You know, my good brother-in-law there, he had a birthday this weekend, and I'll be honest with you, I did party a bit. I have not partied in a long time, but we had two-day parties, and so, you know, I'm still sitting or standing or whatever you want to say that it is, but we're going to have a great day here today. Pill or poison? Now, I have two experts in their field sitting here with me today for your benefit. Please let your family, your friends, your loved ones, your church members know that we are on air here. I want to throw out the telephone lines quickly for those of your pen in hand. The telephone lines that you can call in, ask any question that you would like to ask, any comment. If you want to have a slight debate, you can. These people are well-educated in their field. The numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Or you can call from anywhere in our family of islands, our toll-free number of 242-300-5720, or simply text us if you're a shy person or, you know, you're at work and you don't want to use a telephone, just text. It's 422-4796. Let me start right now with Lady Hannah Smith, because, you know, like I said, your husband was a great man. I just want to give them a little backdrop about how great a contribution that not only you have made, but your family has made to us here in the Commonwealth of Bahamas. Go right ahead.
Okay. My husband was Rudolph Smith, and he served for over 47 years in the field of education and throughout many family islands. And, of course, wherever he went, I went. So, he's greatly missed, and right now we are in the process of writing a book, the children and I, writing a book in his honor, okay, his legacy.
Mm.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yes. Well, he was a strong man. He was biggity, though. When he played dominoes, oh, he was biggity. Mouse was a big mouse man, loved dominoes, and you know, you always want to play till 1, 2 o'clock in the morning because he wanted everyone on the island to know that he was the best.
Right.
You know, so right. I did appreciate his friendship, and I've heard wonderful reviews about you as a home economics teacher.
Yes.
And you are one of the more brilliant, what do they call you all, tailors or seamstress in the country. You're very creative with your hands, And I understood the children loved you and adored you and appreciated you, yes?
Yes, they did. Okay. Right now, today, yes. When they see me, it's like, you know, oh, you look the same.
Mm. And then I saw you the other day, you were wearing one of our Royal Bahamas Police Force uniforms. I was surprised.
Yes,
you was down at the Urban Renewal Center there on by Pinewood Gardens Way.
Right, I haven't been for a long time.
I never knew you could be an old policewoman, man. I thought you was kind and sweet. You mean you could be bigotry too?
Not really. I assisted with the students with the crafts and, you know, displays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I had my part to play.
And so today we brought you on the show, and what would be your specialty or what would be your interest in terms of healing and medication?
Well, of course, I wrote a book, wrote two studies, first of all, on bush medicine. And I decided then, okay, after writing those two, the last one is when I went to Jamaica, so I did a carbine study. I decided this is a good topic. Mm-hmm. I must get a good grade for this.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. Okay, and when I went to Salvador Teachers College, I did another study there. So my passion is for, bush medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was really trying hard to get the symposium. Barbados usually have their symposium planned and planning for the future every 2 years. And they wanted me to see if we get hosted here. That didn't work because it's going to be next year in April, and we had a meeting on their committee. So we had a meeting last week we had a meeting, and of course it's going to be there in Barbados, and plans are made already. So they are looking for my organization and a group of people to come to Barbados.
Mm.
In April of next year.
Well, you're still working behind the scenes and still trying to put the Bahamas on the map.
Definitely.
You're Hannah people from Acklands? You're Acklands Hannahs?
Of course, yes.
Well, you're biggity, smart, and strong.
We're not biggity, but
you know,
we are the best.
You're the best, Acklands? Well, listen, I'm also joined with a very dear friend. I've known him, I'll tell you how many years it's been. It hasn't been 45 years. It's 45 years I've known Dr. Marvin Smith. He has always held an honorable position in society, even from youth. He's always a very calm-natured individual, always very solemn, and takes everything he does seriously. Marvin was the envy, I don't know if I ever told him this, of many of us in the church, even though we played little instruments like the guitar and, you know, one or two of us may play the piano. I can say it straight, man. This joker had a saxophone or something like a clarinet. He saw the clarinet, this little clarinet thing, like beep, 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 beep. And he used to use a little recorder, and that was all right. We ain't mind if you want to play that. You can play a recorder all day and play your little clarinet. We ain't got no problem with that. As a matter of fact, you know, we was so busy trying to be tough. I used to be my clarinet for a woman, man. We ain't into no clarinet, you know. Then one day this fella come and bust open the saxophone, boy. And then, you know, back then you had Kenny G and everybody was just like, oh, my God, what the hell? What was this fella trying to do? You know, we couldn't get no gals after that, you know, because if you ain't had no saxophone, you ain't had no music. But he's always been a strong member of the Pathfinder group. Like I said, he's an all-round gentleman. He comes from great parents, by the way. And I'll let him speak a bit about his parents and who he is. And go right ahead, Dr. Smith. I know I'm talking too much, but I had to get a little bit of envy and jealousy off of my chest, man. And then don't use that sexy bass voice. I'm the only one allowed to come on this show with that sexy
God,
bass voice.
God trying to pretend like me and him the same age, right? God be older than me. No, but yeah, we go back years and years and years. And I'm 50, so he's known me 45 years. So that tells you how long. So good afternoon, Bahamas, and good afternoon, Mrs. Hannah.
Good afternoon.
Just a little bit about my background. I am a proud alumnus of the Bahamas Academy. My mother, my uncle, my aunt all taught there, when I was there, so I had no choice. I had to either be smart or be well behaved, and I chose smart, probably a little over well behaved. I spent some time here at the then College of the Bahamas, and then went to Clark Atlanta University, did some grad work at University of Georgia, finished my doctorate in pharmacy at Mercer University's College of Pharmacy, which is based in Atlanta. And one of the things that really drove me to come home was the fact that I felt like we had so much room to improve in our healthcare, and pharmacy was such an important part of that. Mm-hmm. People always ask me, why did I do pharmacy rather than law or medicine or some other stuff? And I always tell them, to me, pharmacy is that pivotal point where if we get it right, it's done right. And if we get it wrong, no matter what else happens before, there's an issue with that. So it's very interesting that you brought this discussion up today, because one of the things I can tell you, when we sat down and I was one of the chief architects of the Pharmacy Act. It's one of two acts in the country that has not been written by the government. It's actually written by the association.
Wow. All right.
So, and one of these days I'm going to write a book and tell the real story of how we had to fight two of the most powerful people in the world.
Wow.
Both of whom have served as prime minister just to get that act through. One of the things we looked at was that we wanted our pharmacy education, continuing education, to be mandatory. We felt like it wasn't good enough just to go and get a degree and then come home and practice on that degree for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So we mandated 20 hours of continuing education. And one of the things I was able to do is I became president for the Pharmacy Association right after the act was passed. And one of the things we wrote into our curriculum was that we had to do a part of that continuing education every year on what I call traditional medicines, all right?
Mm-hmm.
We call them bush medicines, you know, herbal medicines, however you frame it.
Mm-hmm.
The traditional medicines that we find here, all right? And the problem is, because you could get a pharmacist and you go in the pharmacy and they can tell you everything about ginkgo and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff don't grow here, right?
No.
But if you ask them, what's the actual effects or maybe even side effects or what could be combined with Cersei, they couldn't tell you.
No, right.
And so we had a number of, at that point, very qualified folk who would come in. Dr. Ida May Hanna.
Yes, one of your highness.
She's an Auckland's good.
One of our
church people. We had Dr. Higgs, Elvira Higgs. We've had some of the other natural medicines, Dr. King. We incorporated that into the practice here because we felt like there shouldn't really be, and I know God, it probably works for better real if we sit here and fight each other. but the key for us is that these are two avenues of healthcare that should be working in tandem,
really.
All right? And it's not an either or a good or bad or whatever else. It has to be, how are we doing what's best for the patient?
Mm-hmm.
What's best for the patient health-wise? What's best for them economic-wise?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right?
Yes.
What's best for them in terms of their lifestyle?
Mm-hmm.
What's best for them in terms of availability?
Yes.
All right? And so I've been a practicing pharmacist now for 2.5 decades. I can count on my one hand the amount of times I've taken a prescription med.
Oh,
wow.
Great.
Okay. You come from healthy people, man. You come from the Burroughs clan, too. The Smiths and the Burroughs.
But I also come from a background where my grandmother and grandfather, who were from
South Andrews,
Deep Creek.
Okay.
And Camps Bay.
Yeah.
Strong
right?
people. The Higgs and the Burroughs.
Okay.
Who I learned about natural medicines in them long before I knew what this other stuff was. I understand how these things connect. I come from a church background in which, as an Adventist, where natural medicines are emphasized and healthy lifestyles are emphasized.
Yes. So you would be a unique individual that can possibly bring about some hybrid situations based on the individual as opposed to basic medicine.
And, you know, and ironically, it's one of the reasons why when the research was presented to me about medical cannabis, it was easy for me to look at the science and say, this makes sense. Because I came from a background in which plants were viewed as the precursor of all medicines.
Right.
Yeah, and we want to talk a bit about that too, because here in the Bahamas, you know, there's a whole lot of plant life now.
Right.
But those of you who are listening, before I take this call up, in our country right now, you got a lot of fellas, you know, who are suffering from what we call erectile dysfunction. Can't get it up, can't get it waking. A lot of people in this country are sick. You can't afford to go to the doctor. You live next door to the bush. There may be a bush that you could use. My mother right now, she's doing extensive treatment at the facilities medically in the United States of America at this particular time. And I'm spending a lot of money. Yes. And she just said to me, God, send me some syrupy and send me some of that flower thing. So, you know, and she's at one of the top-notch facilities in America.
Okay.
So, you know, we want to get to the bottom of this as to what can actually work. But let me take this caller quickly. Go ahead, caller. Caller, you there?
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead. I can hear you.
Is this God?
It is.
I heard you mention that you had a mother that was a teacher.
No, my mother was a banker. My father was a teacher.
Hello?
Yeah, my father was an educator, but that was Dr. Marvin Smith who said his mother was an educator.
Yes, you see. Mm-hmm. When you said Seventh Adventist, when I went to Eastern Senior, I had a teacher that was a Seventh Adventist mother as well, and had two sons.
Mm-hmm.
But she was a major. Mother was not a major.
No, we both know the majors.
We know exactly what you're talking about. The best hello, math teacher in the world.
That's Ruby Ann Major, though.
The best math teacher in the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're listening to you. Go ahead.
God, I can hardly hear you. I'm down by the airport.
Yeah, well, tell the plane to stop flying a minute so we can talk.
Can you hear me clearly?
No. If you can't hear me, try to call back when it gets more quiet.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. So, Ms. Smith, I come from a religious background for the most part, and I've had the opportunity to rub shoulders with men who walk up to me and say to me, you try this thing here yet?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, try what thing? It's a pill.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, is it a medically prescribed pill? Do you get it from a doctor? Or he said, no, man, you go to any little store. I'm not going to call any ethnic group name, but you go to a little store and you get this pill for $5. I said, well, this pill does. He said, man, you get an older man that said, make sure you wake for 3 days straight. It'd be in your system for 3 days straight. Now, a lot of you men know when we talk, you're all business, but we got to talk about this, and I'll tell you why. I'm realizing that a lot of men are dropping down dead with massive heart attacks.
Mm-hmm.
And having other situations that is complicating their bodies and they're dying. So I am going to go on a limb now and talk about this because I really, truly want you to save your own life. I know we all have egos. I know we all want to be potent and we want to make sure that when you have a woman in your arms, you can deliver. But the one thing you do not want to do is end up in accident, an emergency, or the morgue.
That's right.
And so we're going to talk about this. I've seen the pill. They come in different colors. They have different name brands. But there are some pharmaceuticals that also do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we hear people seeing blue before they die. And we hear all of these myths and stories. Then, of course, in South Andrews, I used to hear the guys talk about how they drink the Madeira bark. And they could use things called like stiff cock and five fingers and all these other type of love natural vine. Remedies, love vine too, and all these different type of stuff. So Dr. Smith, I can let you lead on this one because it almost seems to me as if we're warring with the pharmaceutical industry in terms of our own remedies because the men who use these pills, and I just don't want to focus on men today, that's why I had Shelley coming in, but the men who use these pills are not men who could afford the pharmaceutical pill, I think, that a doctor may even prescribe. I understand those are quite expensive. So when we look at the expense of pharmaceuticals and then the expense of natural medicine or these little on-the-shelf remedies, how do you explain this particular culture that we've actually enveloped at this time and we practice in this country of $5 pills?
So let's be clear. I'm in the business of healthcare. The fact that pharmacy is the branch that I specialize in is secondary to the fact that everything has to revolve around the care of a patient, all right? The best possible thing for any man who wants to maintain a strong, sexual, healthy lifestyle, all right? Exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that weight off. That's the first thing, all right? But also keep your circulation moving. That's what exercise does. Eat healthy. Stay away from cholesterol.
I mean, stay all away from and alcohol, stay away, from, fish and all
stay away from stay away from cigarettes, tobacco, all right? And thirdly, all right, make sure that you're getting regular checkups on everything else that's happening. Because the way the body works, the first thing that goes bad when something else has been silently killing you is your peripheral circulation. What am I mean by that? That means anything that has an end to it, your feet, your toes, and the male phallus is an ending.
Yeah.
Okay. So anywhere where blood ends, you're gonna have issues with. Okay.
My God.
So if we did that, 90% of the stuff that people are on, they wouldn't need. That's the first thing. Secondly, I think the issues with patient use and abuse of products is the same, whether you're talking about traditional medicines or you're talking about what we call conventional medicines, all right? The issue is always going to be of, is the dose appropriate?
Right.
That's number one.
We're going to talk about today.
And is the quality of what I'm taking appropriate?
Does the quality even matter if it's
quality
working?
Matters even more when it's a natural product, and I'll tell you why. Because when you do a processed product, okay, that processed product has certain parameters put in it. I'll give you one quick example. When you make a pill, and they say this pill has a 3-year expiration date, what that means is that that pill is going to go from 102.5% potency to 100% potency in 3 years. They designed that pill with different colors and different things so that when it goes below 100%, it begins to physically change. So that at the very least, you can look at the pill and say something ain't right with this. It crumbles too easy, the color changes, whatever, so and so. With natural unprocessed products, that we may not, if we don't understand what it's supposed to look like when it degrades, we don't know.
No.
Okay? And so I take this natural thing that may have a shelf life of, because it's natural. So things naturally live and they die.
Yes.
Okay? They naturally upgrade and then degrade.
So what would be, you know, doctor, I can call you a doctor today too, since we got a doctor over there. But Martha Anna Smith, I got shaking. I use Ackland's woman. Once you come from Ackland's, you say you're all smart, man. So you got to be a doctor.
Of course. I'm not a doctor, but of course I know my stuff.
All Ackland's people are doctors, man. Because y'all don't waste a penny. You know how we go. We watch it to the penny. So, you know, my great-grandmother's from Ackland. She's from Lovely Bay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
See, that's how I get a little bit smart.
Okay.
You see?
All right.
My other strong part come from Andrews. That's from North Andrews, Whitewater. Okay. I got a little mix up in me. But what's the shelf life on your bush medicine? Let's just say Dr. Marvin Smith comes and gives me a pill because I want full potency of my function. And he's saying that, okay, let's say it has a shelf life of 3 years. If you were to prescribe something that's called what they call bush medicine, and you'd say, well, put it in the refrigerator, how long could I anticipate something like that to last?
I would say maybe a week or two, but I also do tea bags. Okay.
Tell us about the tea bag.
They would last much longer.
The tea bag?
Yes. Okay. I'm crushed to herbs. And of course, I have a variety pack, like the strong bark, just fever grass. We have soursop, hibiscus, and five fingers.
What's the response like on your teas right now in terms of if I want my, like he said, my extremities to be functional and I drink your tea, how soon would I feel the effects of something like that?
It depends on the person, you know.
Depends on the person.
Yeah, of course. That's how I feel.
So the fellow do a lot of waking, then he need a lot of teas.
Well, of course, the strength too. The strength.
That's why I like her. But she's always been a humble person. I always have a good time with her. Go ahead, tell us about the strength then. How much tea I got to drink, man? I don't even like to drink hot tea. Go ahead.
But guess what? But why not try? You ever tried the moringa seed?
I tried one or two of those, but, you know, I ain't no nut poison either.
No. Well, of course, that is very potent.
Too potent, eh?
I am telling you. And some
you
men...
You know about that, Dr. Smith?
I know.
Is it too potent, Dr. Smith?
We see him in the emergency room.
Emergency room?
Yeah. I saw a man...
With palpitations? Yeah.
Died in a hospital because...
Died?
I said died because he took them every day. And his wife said, I told him not to take them. But, you know, right then, I didn't really believe her like that because she probably wanted me to take him. You know, she probably...
She's the reason why you can't take it every day.
Yes.
The woman can't stop. She every day you want, man, the fella got to find something to help him out.
I know. But it's really sad. You have to be careful with that. Very important.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, the leaves. Mm-hmm. I had a friend. Her friend, she called me one day and she said, "Oh, Miss Smith, I'm so weak." I asked, "What is the matter?"
Uh-huh.
So she said that, "Oh, so she's been taking the moringa, drinking the moringa because it gives you energy."
It gives you energy.
Yeah, of course. But she took too much of it. And her pressure.
It crashed.
Yeah.
The energy will peak and then it'll crash.
Yeah.
Like those monster drinks and
like caffeine and like everything else.
Yeah. Her pressure went right down.
Yeah.
So she's very sick.
Well, what I found out that the fellas do, I talk in some of your businessmen. They take the pill, they take the monster or the Red Bull, and then they mix it with a little bit of Hennessy or Guinness, and they go to work. And they say, boy, I had a good night, boy. I tell you what I do. Mm-hmm. So when other men hear of these success stories, they take it as science, Dr. Smith.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, and we've been around fellas long enough to know that 99% of what they say is lies to begin with. Okay? Fellow tell you he's been working for an hour, right? When you talk to the girl, he's working for 2 minutes.
That's it.
Feel like an hour to him, okay? And she make him feel like it's an hour. But it ain't no hour. That's the first thing. The second thing is, think about what you just said. So you take something that's a vasodilator, because that's all these things, so they open up blood flow.
Yeah, yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
All right? And then you take a stimulant, Red Bull, Monster.
Those are stimulants.
Those have taurine or high doses of caffeine. Taurine is 10 times more potent than caffeine.
What?
Okay? So you take that, okay? Then you add that with Guinness, stout, alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Right, which starts to stimulate you, but eventually moves to depress you.
Yes,
you just confuse your whole body.
My body's confused
because you're giving me something to open up my blood flow to stimulate me, but then drag me back
down. Right,
but all a fella really want is, like you say, ecstasy. He only want to feel like I do something. Let me take this quick caller. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller. Well, good afternoon, my brother.
Good show. A real show. This is a real show.
Thank you,
man. What bothers me, right?
Uh-huh.
When a male and a female go to make love, right? When it get down to the final part of it, the sex part of it.
Yes.
I don't think, me as a man, I wouldn't want to take no type of thing to block my ejection, because that is what you have. That is what you making love for. That's what you having sex for.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be real with it. So them said, them fellas who talking about they going 2 and 3 and 4. They joking. They blame it themselves. They trying to kill themselves.
Yeah, most men do. Most men are killing themselves. We trying to go back to where we come from.
Oh God, if you can't please yourself in 15 minutes with a lady.
Mm-hmm.
After that 15 minutes, a woman, she only there. She only get into the motion after 15 minutes. I say some 20 minutes the most. 15 minutes,
but some people
she only get into the motion.
No, but see, when you're talking
about... I'm not in a change.
No, but you're talking about talent now. See, talent means that everybody is in the NBA, but there only can be one Jordan. Now, when I'm in the bedroom, I am Michael Jordan.
Yes, but I understand what I am saying. That woman, that person is a human being. You think you won't be beating up on somebody for an hour? You might say, let's grab and punch up in the head and punch up, if that's the case.
Well, let's not do that. But
I'm just saying, we won't do that. Right. But I'm saying that is almost but the same thing.
Well, you know, and God knows.
All right, caller. Thank you, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Right, God knows that as somebody with a spiritual foundation, I'm going to bring some things back. So here's the issue you have. This is not just medicine. The purpose of having sex was designed to be between a man and a woman who were in a marriage relationship where the love came before the sex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you understand that we're physical beings, but we're also very emotional and spiritual beings.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
And so if emotionally you're connected to somebody before sex, mm-hmm. all right, then you don't have to get to be into what I call the Cirque du Soleil, the circus part of it.
I got you.
Because mm-hmm. you're enjoying it, you're communing, you're connecting to that person. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever it is. It's different. Mm-hmm. The problem is so many of us connect with the sex first. And there's no love there. There's no connection.
Thank
there.
You.
So I got to now go and do all of this other stuff. Mm-hmm. All right? The other thing is, and I say this to fellas all the time, too, you got to be careful. Because if you're trying to perform at 3 or 4 different circuses,
okay? Well, that's the average fella.
You're not, but mm-hmm. we're not built for that. We're just not built for that. Mm-hmm. No male of the species. If you look at every male of the species.
Like the dog, let's talk about the pot cake. He can do that?
One time done.
The pot cake?
Yes.
Okay. And so, what about the goat?
Huh?
Because I have a fella who I used to call the goat.
Listen.
If he listening, you know what I'm talking about.
Listen to me.
The goat.
Listen to me. It's a myth. It's something that they put, because they used to say that horns used to bring virility mm-hmm. in different mm-hmm. cultures. Mm-hmm. So the goat was the closest thing you had with a horn.
But the goat don't stop.
Huh?
The goat have a woman there, he can keep going, eh?
You got to shut down at some point.
Okay?
And here's the thing. That one goat, only in his flock. Now, you can't run around to all these different flocks.
No.
Okay? And so the thing is that we have to also be, and we have to be cognizant of the fact, too, that with age come certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot mm-hmm. expect, as a 50-year-old man, to be performing as an 18-year-old mm-hmm. man. Physiologically, you peak as a man at 23.
Yeah, but the fellow who's 50, he want an 18-year-old wife or 18-year-old girlfriend.
Yeah. But see,
and he got to keep up with that.
But it was never designed to be that way. You understand what I'm saying?
No.
It wasn't. No. People were designed to grow up together. Okay? That's how that works. All right? So a lot of times, and I say this because a lot of times our traditional myths and the way we've been subconsciously impressed upon by society
mm-hmm.
creates some of these unhealthy things.
Yes.
I go back to when we were growing up, right? We had the Adventist men's group. They go to the farm every Sunday, right? They go to the farm. So they have in devotion, whatever. But you know what that was, right? They sit down there and they eat some souse. Mm-hmm. You know, your dad and your uncle would be there and we'd hang out. And all right? My dad used to take me everywhere he goes. So I used to be the one young child there. Oh. 11 and 12, and I hanging out with all these 40-year-old fellas, right?
You sure he wasn't sent? I mean, he wasn't sent to be with your dad? Some women do that, you know. Watch my husband.
Yeah.
But go ahead. Well, make sure he go where he's supposed to go.
Don't listen, at 5 a.m. in the morning.
You never used to talk,
to the church farm. You know,
I know your mommy listening, but you never used to talk, eh?
No.
But they
go where they're supposed to go. And the thing is, you get out there, and what the fellas doing?
He's a good son.
They sharing out the five-finger tea.
Yes.
And this mm-hmm. and that. And so they'd say to me, hey, no. Your tea in that pot.
You never get none of that.
They couldn't get none of that.
Okay.
That's a thing. You get this thing. Just push
and then I wonder why everybody leaving with a bottle. Right? It's 11, 12 years old. Right? But the issue here has to be that at some point, we have to understand that Father Time is undefeated. There's mm-hmm. certain things you have to be able to do. And mm-hmm. what we should not be putting, whether it's traditional medicines or conventional medicines, we should not put unrealistic expectations to our patients.
Okay, right? So
the 60-year-old, the 60-year-old who got 5 girlfriends, my best advice to him is pick one.
So check this out. Check this out.
Right.
And I'm going to let Ms. Smith address this for us, and then you can follow Dr. Smith. When you watch the commercials on the television set, you see, here is this medication that will go ahead and reduce psoriasis. Let's mm-hmm. look at psoriasis, something that I was plagued with, you know, as mm-hmm. a child.
Right.
But when you take this medicine for psoriasis, it may give you temporary blindness, you may get some deafness, you may get some kidney issues, or you may get heart palpitation, you know, all these side effects.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the one thing people say with the natural medicine, because I'm not going to say this erectile dysfunction thing, but the one thing they do say is that, man, take this pill, but ain't no side effect, but you only get a little headache sometime, but, you know, you take this and you're straight. So let's talk about the side effects, Ms. Hannah Smith. When you take bush medicine, is there any known side effects for any bush medicine other than too much moringa that causes one to either go to accident emergency or to possibly die?
No side effects. They are, and they're free.
That you know about?
I don't know of any. I've never heard of any.
So what if I drink a gallon of this bush tea?
Except you said the moringa. Now, you in moderation is so important now.
But who says what it's moringa?
We don't really know. That's my problem with bush medicine. We say a cup. Cups have different sizes.
Yes.
So we need to regulate that, okay? If we say 8 ounces, fine. But we cannot keep saying a cup. So I like to see that regulated.
See, that's why you're from Akron. You're smart. Now, guess what I can say to you? This is why I asked you first. Dr. Marvin Smith, what now prevents the Bahamas with all this natural bush medicine on our land surfaces? When I was a child, I was 14, and I looked at the monkey tamarin. And I said, you know what? There's something special about this monkey tamarin. And I said, it has to be a reason why all this hair is all over this monkey tamarin.
Mm-hmm.
I was finished with university. I was at least 30-something years old. And I said, I need to go and check this monkey tamarin thing out, you know. And when I read about it, I found it was called velvet bean.
Velvet. Mm-hmm.
It's called Macuna pruens.
Mm-hmm.
And this has the highest male testosterone content out of all the seeds in the world. It's growing wild here. In Florida, they actually grow Macuna pruens for selling, for profitability. There's a way you can take the seed out and you crush it and men can ingest it to revitalize their cells. So why don't we have a lab here, Dr. Marvin Smith, that can help regulate these particular natural medicines so that when the 8 million tourists come to the Bahamas, they will know that the Bahamas is a center for natural medicine that has the right capsule of medication dosage. In it or dosage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there would be no negative stories about what we do here in the Bahamas. Why can't we do that, Dr. Smith?
It's not why we can't. It's why we won't.
Why won't we?
We won't because we have leadership that for 50 years plus, all right? I make no bones about this. I tell people this all the time, all right? Last real prime minister we had in this country was Pinland.
The last real one?
Real one.
That's a strong statement.
I've said that before.
You've called on other shows here on Guardian Radio.
I've said that sitting on this very desk in other shows.
Yeah.
Okay? And the reason why I say that is because what we've gotten is managers but no leaders, no visionaries.
I like that statement. I think I just mentioned it on Friday.
So I'll use this example. We established national health insurance. We established the College of the Bahamas. We established the Department of Environmental Health. We established all these different things, the central bank, everything else. And since 1992, you know what we established? More radio stations.
I tell you what, let's continue that conversation. We've got to take a break. Caller, I see you. We will allow you to speak as soon as we return from this break. You're here with us on the program, Remark. I'm your host, Garth Roseborough. We'll see and hear from you again shortly.
About the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And this place is much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you.
Reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that are second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, welcome back. I do hope Queen Anne Wells, you're having a beautiful birthday. Like I said, I promised to give you that shout out today. It continues to linger, the love from your family. We're here having a great conversation here on the program, Remark, with Dr. Marvin Smith and our favorite lady of bush medicine in the country, one of them here, Miss Martha Hannah Smith. She got to be distant family to me because she's smart and she got Ackland's blood running through her veins. So, you know, I think Wally out there got some Ackland's blood in him, too. You know Wally? Wally's hometown boy. Wally, you got Ackland's blood in you? See, him shaking his head?
I don't know him.
If Sony's smart, he would be around me, you know. Mm-hmm. Caller, let's go ahead, caller. Let's see if you're smart, too. Let's go ahead, caller.
Hello, God, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Yeah, God, I just come from Carlisle roundabout.
You can you hear me? You been by my house, eh?
Yeah, okay. You know, God, I admire people like you and Pearly and Naughty and Scrooge.
Thank you.
You're honest. Let people talk and be honest with you without defaming anybody and talking bullshit, but you tell the truth.
It matters.
God, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. The truth matters. Go ahead. I can hear you.
Yeah. You see, we got to start talking the truth around here now because, hello?
Listening.
When it comes to sex and Bahamas now, we got to admit it, God, that they've turned sex into a commodity and in the area what I call prostitution. Where the young women and old women and cougars are using sex for financial rewards. There's no love no more. Women going out with their daughters to fish fry to pick up men. And we know this happening in our country.
And so in terms of the health...
God, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
So in terms of the health...
Women with their daughters dressed up alike to go to fish fry to pick a man.
So in terms of the health care of the country, in terms of...
God, you know exactly what I'm talking about. This is not a Christian nation.
Well... And we're going to talk a little bit more about that next week, but you're breaking up. We couldn't hear you fully clearly, but we do thank you for your support and calling in. We did hear you speak about some of the activity of our country. That's a worldwide activity. Of course, many of our young people are engaged in such acts, and many of our men are utilizing various forms of medication or assistance in order to perform in this particular situation. Dr. Marvin Smith was making mention of some very important facts before we took a break, so I'm going to allow him to continue on if he would like to continue on where he left off from, and then I'll let Ms. Hannah Smith chime in. Go ahead, Dr. Smith.
So God, I'm saying that we built in this country from 67 to 92 new and different methods and institutions by which a nation grows. Okay, that's what we did. We weren't perfect.
No.
All right? Mm-hmm. I could speak before 92 because I couldn't vote for 92. So I was in PLP or FNM. Mm-hmm.
Just one of them now.
I was a child. I still ain't that now. Okay? So, but I understand I'm a student of history.
You are.
We got to 92 and what did we do? We created new radio stations. Right?
You are a student of 92 because I always hear you speak about 1992.
That's the first time I voted.
1992 was okay. So strong in your mind.
Of course. And what we thought that we would get that next jump. And we haven't. We haven't gotten it from any of the leaders since. They've been good managers in some places and bad managers in some other areas. Okay? But the fact of the matter is, you took an institution where we had a central bank, where we created national insurance, where we created the College of the Bahamas, where we created the Department of Environmental Health, where we created an investment board, where we created the Hotel Corporation. And after 92, what did we do with any of those? Have any of those had any appreciable changes, metamorphoses? Mm-hmm. And I say that to say this, because you asked, why can't we have these things in terms of mm-hmm. owning our own natural medicine? You know why we can't do it? Because the leadership in this country that holds the keys to the mm-hmm. engines that run research. The engine to any research in healthcare is a teaching hospital and a research university.
I love it.
Research. Those two things.
Mm-hmm. And you know what?
And so you see it in the mm-hmm. States.
You know what I've done, Dr. Smith?
Mm-hmm.
As a former consultant for the AIC,
mm-hmm.
I would have shut that whole platform down. Not the institution itself, mm-hmm. but in terms of non-performance, non-productivity, a bunch of political assignees participating, just sitting behind a desk and air conditioned blowing all day and everybody copying all their multi-level marketing material and taking it home. I would have shut that whole operation down and I would have put a lab in there.
God.
And I've had everyone in there working, finding all the naturalists in the country, finding all the scientists in the country,
exactly.
the chemists, the biologists, the physicists. They would have been there at BAIC and we were going to be developing encapsulation of natural medicine. We would have been developing manufacturing of natural medicine. We would have been making our own Anacin, our own Aleve, our own Advil. We would have been had our own low pressure medication. We would have had our own diabetic medication. You know, Dr. Smith, I'm talking like this because I am seldom personal on the radio. I always talk as an observer, looking at the yin and the yang and both sides of the coin. But today I want to be personal because I am sick and tired of you people who don't have no vision and you don't want any vision to grow. Even if we brought a vision to you, you would not know what a vision even looked like. And you continue to keep the Bahamian people enslaved as if we are the idiots of this world. I am so sick and tired of it.
It's intentional, God.
I know it's intentional.
It's intentional.
But you know,
it's the plan.
The people like us who want to speak out, they're the people who they want to poison.
Well, mm-hmm. you know, that's maybe why I don't... Mm. They can't poison me if you don't eat from your table, but the key for us has to be.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, the key for us has to be when any government, okay, when any real leader of this country,
a real leader
is serious about understanding
a real leader
that the Bahamas is one of the most biodiverse countries in the world.
Yes, this was a medical facility back when they had ships going between England and the Bahamas,
and utilizing people like Mrs. Hannah.
Yes.
And people like Dr. Ida Mahan and all these
mm-hmm. empower these people.
And connecting them through a teaching hospital.
Yes.
And a research university. Mm-hmm. But you know, we will never get a university that really is engaged for the Bahamian people until we find a real Bahamian to run the university. Run
it, you know what? I think you're onto something. Caller, go ahead quickly, and that is Ms. Martha Smith. Go ahead.
Good day, guys, Roseboro.
Hey, my beautiful friend. How are you?
I'm lovely, folks. And good day to your guest.
Good day.
You know, talking about the system and how we haven't built on it, it's simple. The persons at the top in charge in these systems are working politically.
Mm-hmm.
That's why under one government, they'll perform, and under the other government, they won't perform. It's as simple. So if we can get in there and make drastic changes, like you have a lot of places in the different ministries. Look at Ministry of Works. How much person sits in that yard all day, gets a full monthly pay, and does nothing? Because why? The work is sublet out.
Yes, contracted out to cronies and friends.
They contract out to outsiders when the government have already hired persons to do the job. But because their friends and whoever else wants a job or wants the money, they will turn it over to them and still pay. That's double paying.
But because you're
still paying staff to be there to do this work. But the work is being done by outside person who is still not doing the work. So in order for us to move forward, we cannot move forward with persons like that in charge. It's as simple.
Clean
house first.
Yeah. One of the things that was allowed to happen is that they allowed Garth Rosebrough to get a microphone. This election will be different. I tell you that. I don't know how they're going to shut off my mic, but I am watching them. I am not going to allow any of them to slip and slide. I am not your friend. I am not your friend. I actually may be your enemy. If you do not perform, I am coming for you. I'm going to let the whole world know that you're lousy and don't give you another opportunity. This is what I do, and I don't do it because I'm paid to do it. I don't do it because I have nothing else to do. I do it because I love it. I love knowing that you're lousy so I can tell you how lousy you are.
But God, if you notice, since the airwaves was open, the elections became more different.
Yes.
It wasn't just because you was this one. You notice even grassroots communities and constituencies have been switched or jumping back and forth nowadays when it was hardcore.
Yes.
It's no longer hardcore.
Correct.
Because the persons are now more intelligent, being more open, listening to the different views, watching to see what it is you're doing, knowing that they are supposed to watch you now when before it didn't matter.
And you know what I want to do? I want to encourage every Bahamian citizen over the age of 18 to go register to vote. I want that. I want one of the highest registration drives in the history of this country, because when election day comes, I want it to be an overwhelming result to show them that, you know what, we ain't playing with y'all no more. We have to take this country back.
Exactly. And like some people saying, like in the thing that Howard is doing, or I doing it, why not? Why not? What is the purpose of complaining if you're not going to vote?
But you keep complaining about the hospital. Say the hospital ain't working, the hospital killing people and the morgue full. But Dr. Marvin Smith is right here, a sensible man who's telling me that he doesn't even dislike the natural health field. He says this can actually work if we put the right people in place, we put the right facilitation in place. So Dr. Marvin Smith is a type individual that we need to push forward.
Because if you notice in the system, the places that are there in place to do what is supposed to be done was elected because of who you know, not what you know.
We got to change that.
So, exactly. So those places are now in charge of the entire system. So
we can change
that. They don't know what to do.
We can change that from inside, and we can change that to the outside. Thank you so much, love. I appreciate your call. Can I tell you, boy? Go ahead. Let's talk to me. Cool, man, because, you know, Marvin, you got some texts, some people want to talk to you, and Ms. Smith. But go ahead, my lady.
Yeah, we have so many underutilized plants.
Yes.
Now, I went to Kenya.
Kenya? What Bahamas doing in Kenya?
We have an organization called the Bahamas Network of Rural Women Producers in the Bahamas. And we are under the umbrella of the Caribbean Network of Rural Women Producers.
Yes.
And we have 10 active chapters, the Bahamas being one of them.
Wow, that's impressive.
So we have two consultants, and they are doing a strategic plan for CanROP. So then one of them said, okay, what about an exchange with the Kenyan rural woman?
Yes.
You see? So they chose six of us to go.
Oh,
so
y'all go and y'all ain't bringing no Kenyan woman back here, though.
I had one on the air on Wednesday.
Boy, you bring them here.
No, they're not coming. No. She spoke. She spoke. Because I was so fascinated.
You know, Bahamian fellas, when they hear you, they say, Jesus, Lord, I need me one of my African wife. You know? And they don't mind me having two and three wives. You know how the Bahamian fellas them go, because they ain't got a wife or three sweetheart.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
But like I said, when I saw the plants, we went to visit one of the farms. And I asked the ladies, what do you do with this plant here? It was pound cake bush.
What was that?
pound cake bush.
You got pound cake bush?
A grove of it.
Pound cake?
Yeah, they have the vegetables from over there, but then it's just growing wild.
Why you call it pound cake? It looks sweet or something? It tastes sweet or...
That's the name of the plant.
Who does name these things? Pound cake?
I don't know. I just call, and then I go and I look scientific names.
So, you don't mix something what I like to eat with bush now, because I mean...
Yeah, but anyway, they just have them sitting there. Mm-hmm. But guess what? After educating them on that plant,
yes,
they will not let it sit again. I told them it is good for diabetes.
Pound cake bush.
Yes.
I hope these same people
listening. So one of the ladies asked, so what should I take for my pressure?
Listen, Barbara.
I asked her, do you know soursop? She said, yes. I say, use the leaves, you know. So it's like, even in Barbados, when I went to Barbados to do a presentation on bush medicine in 2023, the jambé, they all in up, almost in the sky. They're so tall, we don't have nothing like that here. Yeah. And underutilized. They don't use it. So I told them, we at home we use it for this and that, you know, and so on. I said, it's the best cough remedy. Wow. The jambé, you know. So I said, you know, you'll have to start using these plants.
Now, all this information in this book, what you got right here? That's your book?
I can't talk my secret. Something I'm doing now. And you're going to see something soon.
Maybe we can hold a secret, hey? Dr. Barbara said, go ahead.
You know, the thing is, and we have to understand that every other country, every developed country, has an understanding of what their traditional medicines are.
Mm-hmm. They know, yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When I went to pharmacy school, mm-hmm. one of the electives we had to take was called pharmacognosy, which is the study of plant-based medicines.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. And the way the courses are written that wherever region you are in, those are the plants you study.
Mm.
That's like our honey here. Mm. When you get the natural honey from here in the Bahamas, it has a potency.
Right.
I like it.
So I'm in Georgia, and they're talking about plants that are native to the southern region of the of America.
Yes.
I come to the Bahamas, all right, and which of our educational institutions, which of our training schools, which of our medicine or pharmacy schools in the region mm-hmm. is doing that? You know, we need to see, Jamaica's taken a bit of a lead in it,
mm-hmm.
Particularly at the University of Technology in Jamaica, their pharmacy program, they do a fair amount of plant-based instruction, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not really present at the University of Western Indies in the Trinidad campus.
Right.
You have a number of other schools that are popping up. I know the State College in Antigua, we were down there last year, and they're doing some of this. Plant-based traditional medicines is becoming a core part of what it's going to take to practice as a pharmacist in mm-hmm. this region. We're lagging behind, not because we don't maybe do some of the studies internally as the pharmacy association, mm-hmm. but we're lagging behind because we have so much more available plants in the Bahamas. Right? So where they only got to learn about mm-hmm. 20,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Okay? We got 2,000. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right? And so we need to step up what we're doing. That what also has to happen, though, there has to be a level of normalization brought to this. Because wherever you have good people trying to produce good product, you're going to have nefarious people trying to promote garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So for what we need to make sure is that people like Mrs. Hannah Smith, mm-hmm. who have studied, who have spent the time and energy to mm-hmm. create a knowledge base for this, right? That they aren't roped in with folk who just won't put anything, throw it in a bottle, and sell it on the side of the road and say, this good for this, this good for that.
We got to get past that.
So this is where standardization has to come mm-hmm. into play.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have recognized dosage ranges
mm-hmm.
so that when you say 8 ounces or something, mm-hmm. we know what that equivalent in terms of a medicine is.
Yes.
So that when a patient comes to me and says, you know, the doctors have said I have hypertension. They wrote me for Atenolol and for another product. But I go and I take this. I can say to them, let me speak to your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
If you prefer to stay on the natural one, you may need to move that Atenolol out.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. you're just going to duplicate that.
And there are some hospitals, I think there's one in China that was opened in 2018 that mm-hmm. actually allows you to choose whether you want natural medicine or you want, you know, doctor prescribed medication. Right. There are some questions that came through for you. I don't want to neglect these particular individuals. The first question is for Ms. Martha. The texter says, what are some bush remedies you can suggest we can use and grow to fight against COVID, flu, and other mucus issues? Now, I know that's an issue that my mother kind of has, so I'm going to let you think on that a minute. And then for Dr. Smith, the question that came through for you is, what are some of your most prescribed medications and for what cases and illnesses? Go ahead, Ms. Martha.
Okay, COVID, right?
Go ahead, COVID.
All right.
Or any mucus issue.
Yes, or mucus, yeah.
My mother has that issue now.
Yes. Okay, growing up in Auckland, I can remember very well. Every Sunday morning, my parents would boil these large buckets of bush. They mix. And one of the plants, I can remember that well, was blue flowers. Now, in some places, for example, Jamaica, maybe Barbados, and other Caribbean countries, they say blue vervain, okay? And during COVID, there was a video going around, and people didn't know they had it right in their backyard because they grow wild. I have a lot in my yard right now. Okay, so that one is the best on mucus. Take that, boil it. Of course, you're going to wash it properly because, you know, sometimes you have dogs walking and they, you know, these dogs like to do, to pee on these plants. Right. So then you're going to get the blue flowers. Of course, we say blue flowers, but the flowers are really purple, you know. But never mind that. You'll know what I mean.
Okay? God, I know them. That's the ones you used to grow right outside of Ingleston Church, right in front. Remember them little flowers?
Yeah, yeah. They grow right in your lawn. They're all over the place. Yeah.
You're right. So I have a lot in my yard right now, and people are trying to grow that. Very good for mucus. And I always drink it.
My mother asked for it. She said, I must bring some when I go. So if for those of us who have family abroad, how would we take this particular type of bush medicine? Do you put it in a liquid and freeze it, or can you just carry it in a brown paper bag? And
Let it dry.
And you can still use it.
They probably stop you. They stop you from taking the green one.
So you can take the dry one?
Yes, of course.
One.
You can take the dry one.
The dry one ain't going to look like marijuana because I can't do
jail.
I really can't do jail. I'm too old for jail.
I always stick. Like, me too.
But tell me when I take this to my mother because I love my mother, you know.
I know.
I don't want to take this thing. And they say, now hold on, chief. And then they take that little room in the back.
Let it dry. And if you have a problem with that, I can dry some for you.
You know, the government be glad to take me to jail, you know.
You think so?
Well, they will get me with this mic. Go ahead, Dr. Smith. Now, your question was, what are some of your most prescribed medications and for what cases or illnesses?
Our most prescribed medications are for lifestyle diseases, all right? At the end of the day, we're talking about hypertension, diabetes, heart failure, kidney disease. These are lifestyle diseases, all right? And so we have to be very careful in terms of how we, and this is where educating people not just on medicines but on healthy living is critical. If you can get people to live healthy between 15 and 30, you can keep them healthy from 31 to 70.
Yeah, because at age 50, you start to feel your body breaking down on you, like your body's fighting against itself.
And what you're feeling is 10 years in the making.
Wow.
Okay? I always remember this. When you start to feel it,
It's
already been around for a minute. Okay?
Well, you know, it's getting dark quickly. For those of you out there driving, please be safe, slow down. I just want Martha Hannah Smith to just bring some closing remarks so she can get home safely. We want her to get home safely. Go ahead. You're my doctor from Auckland. Go ahead. Talk, man. But I ain't caring. I don't want no Bushwood looking like that thing. Whatever you do, but go ahead.
All right. I would say that for bush medicine or however we call it, the future looks bright.
It does?
Right. Because even doctors do not discount the use of bush medicine. And if you look in my book, you will see that a doctor, he has a preface in my book.
Yes.
So, I mean, they don't, okay? Because when we think about Cyndaquil tablets for constipation, right?
Yeah.
It came from the Cyndaquil plant that we grow all over the Bahamas. Aloe bitters. And we go buy it, you know.
So.
And you have aloe plants in your yard.
Well, I have to bring you back on my show again. I do want to get on safe, but I can ask you one question. Now, you could laugh if you want to leave, or you could answer it. Now, when you smoke this marijuana, they say it has a medicinal effect. That's what they say on the street. I never smoked it before. Any other bush would ever give you the same type of effect that I could just smoke up and I ain't gonna lock up? You ain't over none of that, eh?
No.
I just try, because I know Athens people know everything, so I had to ask you.
But I can tell you something.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to tell you where it happened, but...
You smoked something?
Someone... No, sir.
Oh, okay.
Someone... No. Someone asked me to fix some medicine. They wanted to clean up detox, right? And so I fixed the medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And the person, I wouldn't say he or she, said... oh, that was not strong enough for my stomach. I said, okay then. And the second set I fixed, the person called and said, oh, Miss Smith.
That's it.
I had to leave work.
That's it.
You had me running in the bushes. I said, well. I said you want something strong.
Yeah.
So that's it.
You know how to make it strong.
Tell me what you want and I'll make it as strong as you want it. Okay. But I also want to tell you something about honey.
Yeah. You know, I'm the honey man. I just miss the sweet.
Oh, I love honey. I don't drink my tea without it. If I don't have honey, I will not sweeten my tea. I don't use my sugar.
The Bahamian tea got plenty wildflowers in it, plenty sharp and needle and stuff in it.
And our doctor said to me, he said, do you know that 1 teaspoon of honey a day will keep you looking young? I said, but doctor, this is the wrong time to tell me that.
That's the wrong time for you to tell me that.
Look, you're telling me this
now. I got
now.
Honey in my house and I don't take the honey.
What I'm saying is now, you see my age already, you can tell me about that
look,
now.
You look good.
I say, you tell me about that now?
You
were
cheating.
Too late.
You and Marvin cheating.
Anyway.
Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, mm-hmm. Let me just read that this I have. Okay. Honeybee, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lifeable, healing.
Mm-hmm.
So hints to catch.
Mm-hmm.
Research, especially in the past decade, shows that quality dark honey, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to, these are derived from a variety of flowers,
mm-hmm.
trees, and other plants, okay? And of course, they produce nectar, right? And honey now, around the globe, they may help to do certain things. Lower your risk of heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
Enhance your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Starve of diabetes. Mm-hmm. So you know exactly what I mean.
Yes, help prevent it or slow it
right.
down.
Right. Uh-huh. Treat respiratory disease.
Yes.
Heal wounds,
mm-hmm.
of course, and you're going to add years to your life, okay? And of course, you said it slows down the aging process.
I got one or two
so
more benefits.
I will always use my honey.
I got one or two more benefits for you before you go.
Okay, please do.
You put the honey in your hair, and your hair comes wavy. It just gets natural silk hair.
True.
When you put the honey in there.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you wash it out. And the second thing is that for you people who are in love, just spread honey all over him or her and you straight. You know, lick it off. But anyhow, it's good to see you. See, me and Doc, we're about to get indecent here in a minute. You know, but it's great having you. This
Thank
is Remark
you.
With your host, Garth Rose Barrow, having a great time here on a Sunday. We have Martha Hannah Smith. She's about to leave us now. I have a question coming in for you as you go. Someone wants to know about the benefits of five fingers and fever grass, strong back, other bush medicines, and she wants to know the benefits. So we're going to reach back out to you again because we got to talk about these benefits.
But okay.
You drive home safely, and it was great having you with
Thank
us.
Thank you so much.
Stay tuned, and Dr. Marvin Smith
Thank
and I will be right
yes.
back.
If you want to know, there's only one sweet spot. To up a jam in time to let go your mind. It's down in the bush. Oh. To up a swing in time to shake up and wind. It's down in the bush.
Try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Mind. Says she wake up every day, now she want to unwind. She asked me where to go, tell me she want to get hot. I tell her if you want to know, there's only one sweet spot. To up a jam in time to let go your mind, it's down in the bush. Oh, to up a swing in time to shake up and wind, it's down in the bush.
We're back. We're back. This here is 96.9 FM Guardian Radio. We so much appreciate you. We have a whole long lineup of talk shows that you can just tune in each and every day. It's informative. It's educational. It gives you great direction. And so I'm so glad that you joined us here on this Sunday. We have Wally here behind the board, always doing a great exceptional job, giving us some of that music to keep us in peak state. So I want to give a special shout out to him and his family. And thank you for being here once again on a Sunday. On the telephone lines, as we get out of here in about 15, 20 minutes, if you want to call in, it's 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Or toll-free from the Family Violence, 242-300-5720. Or just send a text, as others have done, 242-422-4796. I got a comment coming in from, believe it or not, a former university president of the University of the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. And he says, Marvin is correct. The politicians in this country do not want the Bahamas to progress. You keep them poor and ignorant, and you can control them. As for the University of the Bahamas, it will never be what a university should be until the politics is removed. The government of the day always control what happens there. Everything in the Bahamas is politically controlled. I didn't call his name. You probably guessed who it is. Yeah. But he is one of our Bahamian university presidents of the past. And he's listening to the show, and I want to thank him for texting in. But Marvin, he's saying that you're spot on. Go ahead.
And this is the thing we have to understand. There are certain institutions in any public sphere that cannot be politicized. You do it at the detriment of your people. Healthcare, you don't blame me. Healthcare took President Trump out of the White House. His
healthcare.
Handling of COVID.
Healthcare.
Is what took him out of the White House.
It did the same thing for Menace?
Okay.
Well, different.
Well, you know.
We got to have that political talk.
It was a couple of things. Right? You cannot have education politicized. And you cannot have national security politicized. Those three things. You want people who are there, who understand that what we're doing is for the nation. And see, all of this is I'm not a conspiracy theorist. You know why I'm not a conspiracy theorist? Because conspiracy theorists believe that you know, there's some underhanded thing that's moving behind the scenes. I don't believe in nothing behind the scenes. they've been as open and as blatant. I say this all the time. The system isn't broken. It's rigged. It's been rigged. The game operates exactly how they designed it.
Yeah.
Okay? And if you can keep people unhealthy, okay, by getting them to disregard everything around them that keeps them healthy.
Yes.
All right? So think about this as a healthcare issue now.
My God.
That's why access to the beach is a healthcare issue.
It's a healthcare issue.
It's a healthcare issue. Because if we can't get to the beach to go and enjoy the seawater that helps to clean us out and keep our immunity, and it's one of the best mucus-draining things in the world, if we can't do this, don't access to it, then we become disconnected from the sea. When we become disconnected from the sea, we become disconnected to eating what we get out of there. So now we buy salmon from Washington State.
Isn't that something?
Rather than snapper from right outside.
And we got tuna right here.
Okay, so... Mm-hmm. All right. So when we allow these foreigners to come buy a beach property and put up fence and say we can't get no access except in these one or two little places.
We got to stop this. Listen, I got to keep you on my show, man. We got to work together. Okay. You're my childhood friend.
Access to parks is a health issue.
Yes.
Okay. Access to good natural medicines around you. If I can get you to disregard what's around you for free.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
These are things.
I like it. I like it. Yeah. You have a texter, too, that says, you know, he wants us to stay on the topic. You actually know this person, too. But they said, what about the 21-gun salute? Now, listen, this is a fellow who we both know, and I know he's listening.
Yeah.
I know he's calling because I got a call on the line, but I'm going to get to you in a minute, caller. But this man know but donkey juice, too. Now, all them things that they take in, I dare him to call in the show to tell us how the donkey juice working. But let's say this caller quickly. Go ahead, caller.
Good afternoon, prayers, and happy Sunday.
All right, this is Garth here. This is Remar. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
No problem. They always tell me that, man. I don't know
Marvin,
how to get two sexy
voice. How you doing, Marvin?
I'm good, my brother. Yeah. How are you?
Wonderful. This is Marvin calling. Listen, I agree with you 110%. I almost got in trouble for saying what you were saying in different words on Friday, one show on Friday afternoon on Guardian Radio. But I'm calling to congratulate you because what you are saying is 110% correct. It's called, I call it the divide and conquer policies by politicians.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. You know.
You see, they divide us and they keep us down. And I was trying to explain to the host of the show on Friday past that was the reason why Christie stayed with the PLP and Ingram went with the FNM. They divided us. They got us believing... Well, one of them different from the other, but they're not.
And here's the thing: we've seen this operate at some very nefarious levels, right? Let me give you an example. Okay. God, do you realize when gang warfare jumped off in this country?
Mm-hmm.
Gang warfare kicked off in this country. Now, before, if you went to Fox Hill and you arc up, the Fox Hill boys might tap you up. If you go in Mountain Lights and you ain't from there, and you carry on, whatever. Mm-hmm. They might tap you up, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had no gangs really in this country like that. These dudes who call themselves gangs was just fellas hanging out,
friends hanging out. Mm-hmm.
All right? These guys went and took a stupid concept from a country that has 300 million people and tried to bring it to a country with less than 200,000 people at the time, which was take the schools where you had junior high and senior high separate. Combine them together, put everybody in one school.
Oh, that was the beginning of the problem.
Okay? So what you did was, see, because let me tell you what used to happen. The fellas used to go to R.M. Bailey. The big brothers went to R.M. Bailey. The little brothers went to C.I. Gibson.
Yes.
Okay?
Now they're in the same school.
You couldn't have no... So if my little brother fight your little brother in C.I. Gibson, I got to see you at R.M. every day. So guess what we're going to do? We're going to make sure we squash this.
We got to vibe.
We can squash this. Mm-hmm. Because I can't deal with Warren with you every day when I there. So they took care. The minute now you made CI his own school and RM his own school, everybody at war.
Yeah.
Okay? And it took them 20 years to fix the problem. But by then, the gang culture didn't set in. But understand that that was not a mistake. That was a direct, intentional act.
Wow. That's true.
Because they brought in these consultants. See, my dad used to work for Ministry of Education. I can tell you this. Okay? They bring in these consultants who told us, this is the way we're supposed to do it. These same consultants are from the countries that would love for us to have uneducated people, an illiterate workforce, because they come from the countries where the guys who own the businesses and the hotels want. And the last thing they want is for the Bahamas to have to be pushing out every year 80% of kids who are eligible to go to college. Because what that means is that for, even when I want to hire you as a waiter, I got to pay you more. So if I keep it to a point where, hey, you know, you only come into school with two set of things, a attendance certificate and something award for sports, right? Now you can come work for me as my waiter and my bellboy and whatever else, my janitress, and I ain't going to pay you nothing. These are all really connected, mm-hmm. all right? And again, health is the most important thing a nation has.
Well, I'm going to say this, Dr. Smith, in closing today, I appreciate you being here, you and Ms. Martha Hannah-Smith. I would like to continue conversations with you because you are indeed one of the brightest minds in our beloved country of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. What's amazing as we consider all that has been said here today, whether it's a pill or it's poison, we've had prime ministers, plural, that once they became ill, they left our country, whether they said it's because they had a daughter or they had a son abroad who could take care of their situation. We all know that the facilities north of us is much better than us. We know the care seems to be a bit different. We even know the care is a bit different to the south of us. We know that there is a health concern when it comes to treatment in our country that needs be addressed. You can beat me up for it, you can hate me for it, but you could never ever deceive me and tell me differently. I don't care what you say, and I'll say why. Because many of us don't have a son or a daughter who can take care of us like that. We are stuck here with you. You have the power to make the difference. You can make the change. You can have us as a healthier nation, but you refuse to. Next week, folks, I want you to join me here next week, Sunday at 5 o'clock p.m. on Remark. We're going to discuss pimp or pastor. Pimp or pastor. You tell me which one it is. We're going to do a comparison and see what a pimp looks like, what the pastor looks like. Are they one and the same? Are they different? Is your pastor different or simply just pimping? See you next week, 5 p.m. on Remark, 96.9 FM, Guardian Radio, Bahamas. Till then, I'll talk to you then, later. Have a good one, Bob.
Till we see the sun. In the bush, deep down in the bush.
It's a rake and scrape party.
Deep down in the bush, in the bush, in the bush. Deep down in the bush.
We'll be getting wild and crazy.
Deep down in the bush.
Oh, come on, Daddy Ross. Ah, yeah. Papa Nasty, one and only bush party. Ah, yeah. Listen, you better grab your flashlight and your compass. You may need a compass to find your way back. You might get lost. Plenty crowd will be walking, they'll be all around. Deep in the bush, yeah, that's where they can be found. Can be found
in the bush, deep down in the bush.
It's a raking straight party.
Deep down in the bush, in the bush, in the bush, deep down in the bush.
We'll be getting wild and crazy.
Deep down in the bush.
This bush thing is awesome. This bushy thing is nice. You can't do it once, you will have to do it twice. This thing is because you can only find it here. So come to a party. Get more like you don't care. A shot of tequila, no salt, no sour. When bush music hits you, you'll feel its power. Oh yeah. All you sexy ladies, call or text a friend. You see, down in the bush, yeah, the party never ends. Never ends.
Oh, in the bush, in the bush. Down in the bush,
it's a raking straight party.
Deep down in the bush, in the bush, in the bush. Deep down in the bush.